Never before has the believer in Christ faced the onslaught of moral temptation that faces everyone who clicks with a mouse. The Word of God is replete with warnings to avoid places that put us at risk of moral failure. In time past, that meant don't buy a pornographic magazine. Now it means don't go to an explicit website. The forces of evil want your heart, and today we learn more about this titanic battle. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series he's calling Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Now, listen for more of his first message on the battle for your heart.
Well, our text today is taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, and what an amazing book this is. And we're in chapter 4 of Proverbs, and I'm actually in verse 20. It's page 530, if you have a Bible like mine. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, be attentive to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight, keep them from within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all of your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. What an amazing passage. And it's desperately needed in this generation, probably more than in any other generation in all of history. Three responsibilities. It is a command to guard our hearts, and I see in here three responsibilities that we have. Responsibility number one is to know your heart, to know your heart. The heart is the place where life makes up its mind. It is the throne room, the direct center of control of all that we do. Out of it, the Bible says, are the springs of life. Like an overflowing river, what's within comes out, that invisible part of us. And we have to know it. It's complex. We can't even figure it all out. We stand in amazement at ourselves and God's creation and who we really are. For example, one thing about the heart is it can be a place of peace. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." And the Apostle Paul says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." So you see, your heart can be a place where peace is in charge. And what a beautiful heart that is. It's also the place where there is trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. The heart can be a place where there is rejoicing. Rejoice, ye pure in heart, we sometimes sing. It can be the wellspring of a great deal of joy. The heart can be a place where we love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind and all thy soul. Imagine that as human beings. The heart is the place where we experience God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What a statement. What a statement. How complex we are. But alas, there's another side to the human heart. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I don't know of any other book in any other religion that has such an accurate description of the human heart. It is deceitful. It deceives us in terms of how good or bad we are. Most people think that we are much better, that we're much better than we really are. And the way in which the heart does that is it gets us to compare ourselves with others. We find somebody who's worse than we are, especially a churchgoer, And then we say, well, if they're like that, I do this and I'm good. The Bible says that the way of man is pure in his own eyes, but God judges the heart. And the heart deceives us. You're not as good as you think you are. I'm not as good as I think I am. We're deceived. The heart also denies the dark parts of our lives. That's why you see you can have somebody who is abusive, somebody who is unkind, thoughtless, and all the rest, who does horrible things and hurts people, and he thinks he's actually pretty okay, thank you very much, and that the people that he steps on and hurts deserve it. And he denies how evil it is. You and I know all that we need to do is to watch the news to see how deceitful the heart really is. You know, when you see of what is done, whether it's not it's to children or whatever, the abuse that goes on, I'm reminded of the fact that the human heart is just as bad as the Bible says it is. In fact, there have been times when you and I have heard about evil and we have gone and we have thought about that evil and we have seen it and we thought to ourselves, this is the worst possible thing that anyone could do. And you feel as if you're finally in the basement. You got to the bottom of how bad man or woman can be. And then while you're standing in the basement, you notice that below you, somebody's knocking under your feet. And you realize that there's another story down there full of all kinds of serpents. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Let me ask you something. Do you think that you could live for 24 hours, without a single thought that was either unkind, untrue, or impure? Could you do that for 24 hours? And then after you've done it, would it be okay if we played it here at Moody Church on our screens and we all came to observe? Wouldn't we be surprised? We'd say, why is she so jealous of so-and-so? We never knew that so-and-so was concerned about the way in which she looked in a very unfortunate way, angry, jealous, vindictive, bitter. Oof, we didn't know that. And then the next night, it was our turn. What would we see? The human heart has this good side, and we'll talk about the good side, but it has the bad side. It is capable of unthinkable evil. So the first thing is we have to know our hearts. We know our hearts. Are you aware of what you are capable of? Or do you simply point your finger at somebody else and think that they do this and you hold yourself in check? Never, never think to yourself, that's something I could never do. Under certain circumstances, you might. Especially if you thought nobody would ever know, and if you thought God didn't know, you might be surprised at the serpents that lie coiled in the bottom of your heart and mine. We have to know our hearts. Secondly, the Bible says we should guard our hearts. We have to guard our hearts. Now, there are many people who would never leave their car anywhere unless their car were locked. They want to guard that car, or they want to guard their house. They would never think about such a thing as leaving the house with a door unlocked. And yet there are people today whose minds are totally unguarded. There's no lock. Again, I read the Bible and I am so struck by its accuracy. The scripture says in the book of Proverbs 25:28, that's 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into without walls. And we'll discover in these messages as we go through that indeed, oftentimes, there are no guidelines at all. There's no guarding. Whatever comes along, whatever you're tempted to do, you simply go ahead and you do it. And that's the way in which many people live their lives. And the Bible says that it's like a city with the walls broken down. in the midst of the devastation, that's what happens if you don't guard your heart. Now, because this is one message in a series, I'm not going to say too much about it except to look at the text again and find out ways in which we're to guard our heart here, because I think that the following verses actually explain how our hearts should be guarded. You'll notice it says, and now I'm in verse 24, "Put away from you crooked speech and devious talk, far from you." This week, notice what you say, notice what comes out. Jesus said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you get bumped, what comes out? It's all there in the human heart. Watch what you say. Verse 25, "Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you." What you see, and he's talking here about the ability to concentrate with focus instead of being distracted, looking every possible way. You know, there are some people who come to a worship service just like this with their cell phones, and while the service is going on, and maybe while this is being preached, they are looking at videos on their cell phones. The ushers have discovered that that's the case. Or maybe they're texting on their cell phones. Now, before you become too judgmental, you have to realize, of course, that many people, like my staff, for example, have on their cell phone the entire Bible. So the person in your row who has his cell phone open right now, just be assured he's actually looking at the text. I'm sure that he is, he or she. You know what also have been told? This just breaks my heart. I've been told that during communion, there have been times in this sanctuary where as the communion trays are being passed, somebody has to nudge the person next to him who's on a cell phone texting or looking at a video and say, "Hey, the communion trays are now being passed." You know what this indicates? Such a sense of distraction. We are so distracted. We can't ever relax. It's constant churning and churning and churning. And that's the way in which we live in today's culture. My friend, will you promise me that you'll listen to these messages as often as possible? As I preach the series titled "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture." And if you miss any of the messages, of course, at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how they can be yours. And each of the messages contains within it an assignment that I've asked the congregation here at the Moody Church to do. We must act if we want to be pure in a media culture. God bless you. I hope to see you here next time on Running to Win.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of The Battle for Your Heart, the first of six messages in his series, "Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture." Tomorrow, why this battle puts us in a must-win situation. The need for us to guard our hearts has never been greater. All six messages in this critical series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.